हेलो हेलो, गुड इवनिंग्स, गुड इवनिंग्स. वेल, आपको तो पता ही है कि ऑन अ डेली बेसिस वी आर टचिंग द टॉपिक ऑफ मेंटल हेल्थ. एंड आज एक बहुत ही इम्पॉर्टेंट टॉपिक है जिससे हम डील कर भी रहे हैं और नहीं भी कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि काफ़ी हद तक हम इस टॉपिक को नज़रअंदाज कर देते हैं, विच इज़ डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस एंड अब्यूज. एंड स्पेशली ड्यूरिंग COVID-19 पैंडमिक एंड ड्यूरिंग द लॉकडाउन द केसेज आर सीइंग अ राइज. एंड टू कवर दिस टॉपिक वी आर गोइंग टू बी इन डिस्कशन विद डॉक्टर प्रभा चंद्रा. राइट नाउ शी इज विद मी ऑन एयर. डॉक्टर प्रभा चंद्रा इज अ प्रोफेसर ऑफ साइकियाट्री एट निमहांस बैंगलोर. गुड इवनिंग डॉक्टर साहब, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस. सो आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क दैट डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस एंड अब्यूजिव cases, they've gone up during these times. So what do you say? Yeah. What do you suggest that, you know, what exactly, you know, has been the reason behind it?
So one thing is that, you know, because people have been staying in close confinement with each other, usually, you know, if you're upset or you're angry, you go out and go for a walk, go out with friends and manage your emotions a little better.
True.
Now with being inside the house all the time, you're not able to do that. As a result, you take it out on each other. So generally, conflict between people has increased. Not just domestic violence, but overall, you know, conflict between family members has kind of heightened. So initially, during the lockdown, there was a lot of enthusiasm.
Right.
People were cooking together and playing games and Scrabble, Carom and all. That initial enthusiasm went off. And after that, you know, too much proximity with each other was causing difficulties. But at the same time, in some situations, domestic violence increased. And this was quite evident by the number of calls which increased to helplines, women's helplines and domestic violence shelters and one-stop centers. So the clear indication that there is an increase. So the reasons for this could be many. One is, of course, there was a lot of economic problems.
Right.
So many people lost their jobs and, you know, there was uncertainty. So people have seen that when there is a lot of financial insecurity, the rates of domestic violence increase, particularly with male unemployment.
Right.
That's one big reason. Second, alcohol is another huge reason. So no, it's not just regular drinking, but if the amount of alcohol increases, the violence increases. So that's the second possible reason. And I think generally, I mean, not just COVID, but, you know, generally in India, the rates of domestic violence are quite high.
Right.
Higher than many other parts of the world. The National Family Health Survey has, you know, found that the rates are nearly about 30% or so of women have reported some form of violence or the other in the last, you know, 5 years.
Okay. So what do you think is the reason behind, you know, us being ahead when it comes to domestic violence?
I think the reason, one reason, strong reason is patriarchy. And I think the very fact that, you know, controlling women is something that considered quite normal in our country. You'll be surprised to know that in the National Family Health Survey, which was done very recently, the latest one, the fifth one, a large number of both men and women felt that violence is okay. You know, it's all right. And some women have actually reported that, you know, if I make a mistake and then a man is, the husband beats me, it's all right. If I'm not, if I don't make a mistake and the man beats me, then that's not okay. Which means that some form of violence is kind of condoned. Now, a lot of it is related to what people watch in their families, how conflicts are resolved. Because in many families, conflicts are resolved by yelling, screaming. So there are many types of violence. Physical is the one which is more like very hurtful. But psychological violence has been found to have an equal impact on mental health. In fact, we found that violence is directly related to suicidal attempts among women in our country.
Okay, people, so more coming up on the topic of domestic violence and abuse in conversation with Dr. Prabha Chandra, Professor of Psychiatry, NIMHANS, Bangalore. You stay tuned to Mirchi Love and Zindagi Se Yun Hi, Just Pyar Kiye Ja.